Way up in the bleachers, we shared a bag of peanuts, cracking the shells with our teeth and keeping our mitts ready in case a home run ball came our way. That didn't happen, but we sure had fun. Aunt Nanette came home that night. She lit the candles, and we all shared my Caribbean birthday cake. After that, Uncle Romy had to work a lot again. But at the end of each day, he let me sit with him in his studio and talk. Daddy was right. Uncle Romy is a good man. The day of the big art show finally came. I watched the people laughing and talking, walking slowly around the room from painting to painting. I walked around myself, listening to their conversations. "Remember our first train ride from Chicago to New York?" one lady asked her husband. "That guitar-playing man reminds me of my Uncle Joe," said another. All these strangers talking to each other about their families and friends and special times, and all because of how my Uncle Romy's paintings reminded them of these things.